Would you turn with me to the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Romans and chapter 12?
让我们打开罗马书十二章。
Roman letter of the Apostle Paul and chapter 12 from verse 1.
罗马书十二章第一节。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service. And be not fashioned according to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.That ye may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。叫你们查验何为神的善良纯全可喜悦的旨意
For I say through the grace that was given me to every man that is among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think but so to think as to think soberly according as God hath dealt to each man a measure of faithFor even as we have many members in one body, and all the members have not the same office, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and severally members one of another.
我凭着所赐我的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人的信心大小看得合乎中道正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体肢体也不都是一样的用处我们这许多的人在基督里成为一身互相联络做肢体也是如此
And having gifts differing according to the grace that was given to us whether prophecyLet us prophesy according to the proportion of our faith. Or ministry, let us give ourselves to our ministry. Or he that teacheth to his teaching. Or he that exhorteth to his exhorting. He that giveth, let him do it with liberality. He that ruleth with diligence. He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness.
按我们所得的恩赐各有不同或说预言就当照着信心的程度说预言或做执事就当专一执事或做教导的就当专一教导或做劝化的就当专一劝化施舍的就当诚实治理的就当殷勤怜悯人的就当甘心
Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. In love of the brethren, be tenderly affectioned one to another, in honor preferring one another, in diligence, not slothful, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord.
爱人不可虚假，恶要厌恶。善要亲近，爱弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此推让，殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍主。
And then, if you will turn with me to the Gospel of Mark and chapter 8,
马可福音第八章
from verse 34,
三十四节。
And Jesus called unto him the multitude with his disciples, and said unto them, If any man would come after me, Let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever would save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's shall save it.
8章34节，于是叫众人和门徒来，对他们说：若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我和福音丧掉生命的，必救了生命。
And then in the same gospel, chapter 10, from verse 42.
马可十章四十二节
And Jesus called them to him and saith unto them, You know that they who are accounted to rule over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. But it is not so among you. But whosoever would become great among you shall be your minister.And whosoever would be first among you shall be servant of all. For the Son of Man also came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many.
耶稣叫他们来，对他们说，你们知道外邦人有尊为君王的治理他们，有大臣超权管束他们，只是在你们中间不是这样。你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人；在你们中间谁愿为首，就必做众人的仆人。因为人子来，并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
Shall we just have a further word of prayer?
让我们一起再有一点祷告。
Beloved Lord, we're so thankful we're gathered here in your presence.
亲爱的主，我们实在感谢你又一次能够聚集在你自己的面前。
And we praise you and worship you that you have made full provision for our time together this evening.
我们感谢你，赞美你，因为你为今天晚上给我们有恩典预备着。
Lord, we want by faith to stand into that provision.
靠着信心，我们要站在这一个恩典的里头。
We want, Lord, by faith to take the anointing that is ours in the Lord Jesus.
在主耶稣基督里，我们要凭着信心来支取这个圣灵的恩膏。
That anointing, grace, and power for the speaking of your word, for the translating of your word, and for the hearing of your word.
这个恩膏要加添说话者、翻译者与听道者的力量。
Beloved Lord, let this time be filled just with yourself.
亲爱的主，我们求你以你自己来充满整个的晚上。
Revive us.
求你复兴我们。
Quicken us, Lord, in some way meet with us.
让我们灵里的力量复兴过来。今天晚上你预着我们每一个人。
Lord, see to it that this is not just a meeting.
主啊，我们求你不让这个聚会仅仅就是一个聚会而已。
Where we take a few notes.
我们抄几个笔记而已。
Take in some truths.
我们听一听几句真理而已。
But make this a meeting with yourself, Lord.
主啊，让我们今天晚上遇到你自己。
Challenge us in the deepest part of our being.
向我们最深处来挑战。
Don't let us go out from this time the same as we came in.
不让我们离开这个会场的时候，跟进这个会场的时候是一样的。
Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done in the previous time.
我们为着过去两天你与我们同在所做的，我们感谢你。
Lord, answer our prayer.
因为你听我们的祷告。
And we shall be careful to give you the glory.
我们要小心的把所有的荣耀。
We ask this in the name of our Messiah, the Lord Jesus.
都归给做宝座的神，奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I think all of you know that the theme of this conference is vision, worship, and service.
我想在座的每一个弟兄姊妹这个时候知道我们大会的主题乃是意向、敬拜与侍奉。
And these three matters are vitally connected.
这三个题目是彼此紧密的互有关系。
They are inseparable.
它是分不开的。
Vision must always result in worship.
意向总是把我们带进敬拜。
And vision and worship must always result in service.
意向敬拜最后把我们带进侍奉。
When God reveals anything to us,
当神启示我们任何的真理，
we become by that revelation responsible.
我们就因着所得到的启示，我们对这个启示有一个责任。
We are accountable for the understanding that the Lord has given us.
神给我们的这个启示，我们每一个人都必须负起责任来，完全的理解。
It is not just for ourselves.
这个不是仅仅为我们个人。
It is for the fulfillment of His purpose.
乃是要为着达到神的目的。
For the building up of the house of God.
来建立基督的身体。
For the holding of the testimony of Jesus in this world.
在这个世界能够为我们的主耶稣做见证。
And for the reaching of the dying multitudes all around us.
我们能够在同时把主耶稣的福音带给这个世界将亡的人。
My responsibility in this conference is to do with service.
我的责任是负责讲到侍奉这个题目。
I find it tremendous what the Spirit of God gave to us through the Apostle Paul, as recorded in Romans chapter 12.
我发觉圣灵把这个真理借着我们的使徒保罗来在罗马书里面来向我们启示。
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上当作活祭。
Which is your spiritually intelligent worship.
这是神所喜悦你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
The old in the English, I know what it is in the Chinese. It is reasonable service.
在中文的翻译是理所当然的侍奉。
But none of our versions, English or Chinese that I know of, render the Greek.I think fully.
不论是中文的翻译也好，英文的翻译也好，据我所了解，没有一个版本把原文的那个丰富的意思完全表达。
The service is not just doing anything.
这里讲的侍奉不是我们在那里忙着做什么事。
Paul is referring to the offering of the sacrifices.
保罗在这里讲这句话的背景，乃是指着犹太人把祭物奉献在祭坛上。
So you will find that Darby translates it, which is your intelligent service.
达比的这个翻译本乃是说，这是你们有智慧的奉献。
It's a good translation.
这个奉献还不错，这个
翻译 doesn't go far enough in my estimation.
但是还是不够那个味道。
And then my version, my old American standard version, says, which is your spiritual service.
我的英文版本翻译乃是，这是你们属灵的侍奉。
And then there's a marginal note.
然后在旁边一个小注。
Worship.
敬拜。
Because it is divine service.
因为这是一个属灵的侍奉，属神的侍奉。
And you cannot just say of the reason.
这个不是仅仅一个理由的问题。
Because that's not what really the apostle was trying to say.
这个不是保罗真正要表达的意思。
So I think the best way to understand this is, I beseech you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, which is your spiritually intelligent worship or service.
所以这个翻译如果要把它的丰富的意思表达的话，应该是这个样子。所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们这样的服侍在属灵上是一个合理的侍奉敬拜。
Sorry to give him such a lot of trouble. But you see, this kind of service, this kind of worship, is not just coming from mere emotion.
这里所讲的侍奉或者是敬拜，它不是注重在那一个动作行动上面。
Actually, in my estimation, there is no need to be afraid of emotion.
在我的估计里，当然我们不需要害怕有什么动作。
The fervent righteous prayer, the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Fervent.
一个义人带着热情在神的面前祷告是一件很好的事。
We are to be fervent in spirit.
因为圣经上说我们在灵里应该火热。
You know, emotion isn't just sort of Lord, thank you so much, you are very wonderful. We want to thank you for dying on the cross for us. I mean, you know, this kind of emotionless worship.
我们有的时候，有的人祷告是只是平铺直叙的说，不带着任何的感情的成分，在你所向神祷告表达的时候。
But this kind of service that the Apostle Paul is speaking about is not just coming from emotion.
在这里，保罗所要表达的，他不是仅要去强调一种行动的问题。
So long as it begins in the spirit.
整个这个奉献的起点是在灵里。
Then your soul can magnify the Lord.
跟着你的魂接着上来。
And even your body.
然后你的身体也跟着过来。
Your whole being.
换言之，就是你的整个的人。
How can you serve the Lord if you don't have a body?
如果你没有身体，你怎么侍奉呢？
How can you go if you don't have a body?
你怎么去如果你没有个身体的话？
How can you preach if you don't have a body?
如果你没有身体，你怎么能讲呢？
Of course you must have a body.
当然你需要一个身体。
And a soul.
你的魂。
And a spirit.
你的灵。
And when the Lord is dwelling in your spirit,
当神住在我们的灵里。
And your soul is under the government of the Lord in your spirit.
而你的魂又是在这一个灵的控制之下。
Then your body becomes the vessel.
那么你的身体呢，就成为这个表达的工具。
For the service, but the kind of service the apostle is speaking about here.
在这里，保罗要表达的。
It will seem as if I'm contradicting myself. Is a cold-blooded.Intelligent decision.
乃是一个非常冷静的，是你的意志上做了一个决定。
This isn't something done in a sudden moment.
这不是你突然间冲动的一个决定。
In a flush of emotion.
是在一转眼之间做了一个决定。
In a wonderful meeting.
在一个很好的聚会中的一个决定。
This is a decision taken in a cold-blooded way.
是在一个非常冷静、 仔细思考的情况之下
The basis of our service is to be a living sacrifice.
我们整个服事的根基乃是在这一个活祭的基础上。
And that kind of spiritually intelligent service is the only service acceptable to God.
这里保罗所说的属灵的合理的侍奉敬拜是唯一神可以接纳的。
All other service can be diverted by self, by spiritual forces, by feelings, by problems, by circumstances.
除了这样的服事之外，任何其他的服事都会受到我们个人的情感或者周围的环境或者你自己的当时的感觉种种原因可以把我们的注意带往其他的道路上去。
Consider for a moment.
好好想一想。
Just consider for a moment the position of this appeal of the apostle.
我们好好想一想保罗在讲这句话的时候他的根据是什么
This is the greatest exposition of the gospel in the Bible.
罗马书是在整个圣经里面最完整的把福音讲出来
He has taken 8 whole chapters to cover the glory of the gospel.
他整整用了八章的圣经把荣耀的福音讲出来
Whether Gentile or Jew
不管是犹太人也好外邦人也好
All concluded under sin
都在这个罪的辖制中
All can be saved through the finished work of the Messiah Jesus
他们都能够在耶稣基督这个完整的十字架救赎里头蒙拯救
So tremendous is this gospel
这一个伟大的福音
that the apostle says there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God which is in the Messiah Jesus Christ our Lord
保罗来到一个结论没有任何一件事力能够把我们与基督的爱隔绝
it is tremendous
是了不得的一件事
now many people stop there and say the apostle Paul then wandered for 3 chapters
那有些解经的人就说其他的三章从九到十一是保罗好像离题了
He followed a theme from chapter 1 right through to the end of chapter 8
他在一章到八章是有一个主题的
But then he got lost
然后他就离题了
And for 3 whole chapters he wandered
花了三章的篇幅他在那里东讲西讲
you read many of the commentaries that's what they say now in chapter 12 verse 1 the apostle returns to his theme
然后这些参考书就说到了十二章呢他又回到他的本题
and they explain it some of the liberals well he was geniusHe had the most incredible energetic mind. He was Jewish, and Jews tend to get lost in ideas.
有些这个就现代派的神学家，他们就会说，因为保罗是犹太人，他又是非常的聪明，是一个学者，所以他照着犹太人的这种思想的模式，常常有的时候会离题的。
But when he comes to chapter 12, verse 1, he returns to the first 8 chapters.
所以讲到十二章的时候，他忽然间想起来，他要回到第八章的主题来。
But in those 3 chapters, in my estimation, 9, 10, and 11, the Apostle Paul goes behind the whole of history.
但是实际上，照我的理解，九、十、十一这三章圣经。乃是他把整个犹太人的历史做了一个总结
and deals with one of the most tremendous subjects in the universe
他乃是谈到一个最重要在这个宇宙中的一个大问题
election
就是神的拣选
It is tremendous.
这是大的题目。
That I mustn't stay with it.
这不是今天晚上我的主题。
I think that you cannot have the gospel without an understanding of those three chapters.
在我的估计里头，我们没有办法真正理解神的福音，除非我们明白九十十一这三章圣经。
Whether it is the church,
不管是讲的教会
，or whether it is Israel,
不管是讲的以色列
，it is a question of election.
这都跟神的拣选有关系的。
And God will never let go of those He loves.
神永远不会放弃他所爱的那一个对象。
It is a wonderful thing to be loved by the Lord.
能够被这位伟大的神所爱上，这是一个何等奇妙的经历。
And it is at the same time a most fearful thing to be loved by the Lord.
但是同时，被神所爱上也是一个最可怕的事情。
He never lets go.
因为我们的神永不放手。
Now the apostle says, by the Spirit of God.
讲到这里，保罗靠着圣灵就说，
In the light of all this mercy of God revealed to us.
在这整个讲完这十一章透露神的恩典，他的慈悲。
In this tremendous gospel.
在这个伟大的福音里面，
that means the most depraved sinner can be changed into the likeness of the Lord Jesus.
一个被罪所玷污、所败坏的罪人，今天可以因着神的工作来像把我们改变，像他的儿子。
The most hopeless human being that is just debris can be saved, redeemed.
一个没有盼望的一个可怕的罪人，今天可以居然被神所拯救、所买赎
，and made an inheritor of the glory of God。
而且神今天成为让我们这些人成为他荣耀的一个承继者。
And in the light of this love of God。
在神这一个奇妙的爱情里面
，This mysterious predestinating counsel and will of God，
在神这一个奇妙的预定的里面
，This mercy shown to vessels of mercy， a foreprepared for glory，
神所预先拣选的这一个恩典的器皿。他神预定他们要承受最后承受神的荣耀。
He says, I beseech you.
他说我劝你们。
By the mercies, not mercy, mercies of God.
靠着神丰富的恩典怜悯。
To present your body.
把你们的身体
献上。Your body.
把你的身体。
Your whole being.
你整个的人。
Spirit, soul, and body.
你的灵魂体
a living sacrifice
一个活祭
holy acceptable to God
是圣洁的是神所能悦纳的
which is your spiritually intelligent service
这是你们属灵的聪明的侍奉与敬拜
You will get nowhere in the Christian life till you are a living sacrifice.
除非你把自己献上当作活祭，否则你的属灵的生命永远不会长进。
You will get nowhere in church life without living sacrifice.
如果在教会里面没有活祭这个事实，教会的生命也不会成长。
The house of God cannot be built without living sacrifice.
教会不可能真正能够 建立起来，除非神得着这些活祭。
Have you ever thought about it?
不知道你曾经想过这个问题没有？
A living sacrifice.
活祭。
A living sacrifice.
是一个活的祭物。
Not a dead sacrifice.
不是死祭。
A living sacrifice.
是活的祭。
Alive.
是有生命的。
Breathing.
是呼吸的。
Thinking.
是在思想的。
A living.
有生命力的活祭。
What was it in the apostle's mind?
在保罗的心思里，他想什么？
Still at that point when he wrote this letter, the temple of God still stood.
当保罗写罗马书的时候，耶路撒冷的圣殿还在。
And every Jew knew something about the sacrifices.
每一个犹太人都知道什么叫做祭物。
The burnt offering,
燔祭
the sin offering,
赎罪祭
the trespass offering,
赎愆祭
the peace offering,
平安祭
drink offering,
这个奠祭
they're all there,
都在
they knew all about the,
都在圣经里记载
and everyone knew that a sacrifice had to be 1 year old and without spot or blemish.
每一个犹太人献祭的都知道，神要求的祭物必须是一年生的、没有瑕疵的祭物。
So the Lord is not just merely talking about sinners completely messed up.
所以在这里，神不是说一个完全被罪所玷污的罪人。
Now consecrate yourself.
你来就把自己奉献。
Can you sing? Sing for the Lord.
你如果会唱歌
Can you write, write for the Lord?
如果你会写为神写
Can you speak, speak for the Lord?
如果你会讲话为神讲话
Can you play, play for the Lord?
如果你会弹你就为神弹
Can you organize, organize for the Lord?
如果你会组织你就为神组织
Just to bring everything you are
所以你会什么就带到神面
前 throw it into the work of the Lord
然后把它放在基督教的事业里头
But this is a living sacrifice.
但是这里保罗所讲的乃是活祭。
It is what has been born of God in you.
这里是指着一个重生得救的基督徒说的。
Justified.
他被称义了。
Spotless.
被神的洗洁净了。
Without blemish.
没有任何的瑕疵。
That which is of God in you.
这是指着神的生命在我们里面的。
Given as a living sacrifice.
这个必须是一个活的祭物。
What sacrifice was it?
那么这个活的祭物是指着那个重祭物中的哪一个呢？
Well, it wasn't the sin offering.
当然不是赎罪祭。
Or the trespass offering.
也不是赎愆祭了。
Because we could not be that.
因为我们不能够替人家赎罪啊。
What offering was it?
那么到底我们这个祭物是指着什么祭物说的呢？
It was the burnt offering.
当然是指着燔祭说的。
And here is the amazing thing.
这里一件事情很稀奇。
The first thing you saw when you went into the temple.
当你进到圣殿之前，第一件你看见的事情
was a huge bronze burnt offering altar. The altar.
在圣殿的前面有一个很大的铜祭坛。
A place of blood.A place of blood,
在那里流血
a place of death,
在那里有丧命的时候
a place of fire,
在那里有火
a place of smoke,
在那里有烟
you could not get into the temple, neither the holy place nor the holy of holies, but by that great altar.
如果一个人想要进入圣殿，他必须经过这一个铜祭坛。
Well, it's confirmed if you look at this whole matter. See, we've got the idea, you know, we'll, whatever natural talents I have, I'll dedicate them to the Lord.
我们很自然地会想，神不管给我们什么样的天然的本领，我们就把这个天然的本领献给神。
Don't get me wrong.
你不要误会。
If you have a gift, providing you let it go And it becomes a living sacrifice. You may be, it may be given back to you in resurrection.
神如果你在本天然的本事上有这么一个本领，如果你让他经过十字架的对付，神可能把这个本领又还给你。
It's given back under new management.
但是这个神把这个恩赐还给你的时候，他的管理权是在一个新的管理制度里面。
It's no longer under your management, it's under his.
这原来是受你自己的管理，现在是受着神的管理。
You must have all read something written by somebody, and you think, what a wonderful writer, but you don't meet the Lord.
你如果读一个很会写的人，他写出来的作品，你读完以后很感动。但是并不会因为这个作品让你来到主面前。
You've heard a speaker，
或者你听到一个会讲话的人。
Much energy，
很有能力口才的人。
Absolute truth， what is said，
他讲可能是讲很多的真理。
But all you go away with， you remember the speaker。
当你听完这个人讲完之后，你只记得这个了不起的演说家。
You have not met the Lord。
但是不会让你遇见主。
It's the same with singing.
歌唱也是如此。
Someone can sing and it is the Lord.
但是有的人他的诗歌唱出来的时候，让你碰到的不是他是主。
And another person sings and you hear them.
但是有的人你只是听到他的美妙的歌声而已。
What is the difference?
差别是什么？
The difference is to be a living sacrifice.
这个差别乃是这一个人是不是一个活祭。
And listen to this.
注意听。
What does the Lord do with this sacrifice?
神在这个活祭要做什么工作？
He burns it up.
乃是把这个活祭烧了。
We think.
哦，那很可怕。
What a waste.
这何等的浪费。
Just going up in smoke.
烧成烟。
Did the Apostle Paul really mean that?
保罗真的就是这个意思吗？
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice.
弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上，当作活祭，就是这个意思吗？
Well, it's interesting that he says holy and acceptable.
保罗说这样的活祭是圣洁的，是神可悦纳的。
Well, you and I are not holy.
你我都不是圣洁的。
I hope you. Well, I know I'm not holy. I don't know about you.
我知道我不是圣洁，我不知道你如何。
I imagine you're the same as me.
我想象你跟我差不多了。
Who is holy?
谁是圣洁的呢？
Only those who are justified by the finished work of our Lord Jesus.
只有那些靠着耶稣基督完成的救赎来洁净我们的。
Then by the Spirit of God, something is born within us.
靠着圣灵，有一样东西在我们重生的时候进来。
A longing for holiness.
在这个生命里，渴望圣洁。
A longing to follow the Lord.
渴望跟随主。
A longing to experience the Lord.
渴望经历主。
This living sacrifice is holy.
这个活祭是必须圣洁的。
And acceptable to God.
是神所悦纳的。
Well now, dear friends, think for a moment.
花点时间好好想一下。
Is this too much for all of you this evening?
这个题目对大家是不是太重？
Well, now let me try to draw a lesson from it.
我要来到一个来学到一个属灵的功课。
And I'm going to take my jacket off. That will make it much easier. Hang it up here, just wait. God has a very simple solution.To all our problems.
神有一个非常简单的方法来解决我们的问题。
It is to be a living sacrifice.
这个方法就是成为活祭。
There is no alternative and no substitute.
这个方法你找不到另外的替代品，或者有一条其他的路。
No alternative.
你找不到第二个方法。
There is no other way to serve the Lord acceptably, except by being a living sacrifice.
讲到侍奉神，除了这一条路之外，你找不到第二条路，第二个方法能够被神悦纳。
If the purpose of God is going to be fulfilled in your life and in our life, there has to be living sacrifice.
如果神的旨意要成就在你的身上，在我们的身上，必须有活祭的事实。
Everywhere I go,
每一个地方我去讲道，
I find the same thing amongst the people of God.
我发现在神的儿女中间有同样的问题。
And it does not matter what label they go by.
而不在乎这个群体是被用什么标记来称呼他们的。
Division.
你能看见
Faction.
有分裂的事。
Jealousy.
有嫉妒的事。
Rivalry.
有相争的事。
Clashes.
有
Collision.
有相冲突的事。
A thousand and one things.
在这个聚会的里面，
Everywhere one goes, you find the same thing.
不论你到哪里，你发现同样的现象。
Nor is it just in the denominational circles or charismatic circles.
在宗派的里面也好，在灵恩的聚会里头也好。
It is amongst those who are seeking that the house of God be built.
乃是这些人都希望能够把神的家建立起来。
And it is the most amazing things upon which we are divided.
那么我们分裂，常常在分裂在一些很稀奇的事情上面。
They used to laugh at the Jews when, in the Middle Ages, whole synagogues were divided.
在中世纪的时候，有人笑话犹太人，整个的会堂。在那里四分五裂。
And the issue was,
吵什么事呢？
How many angels can stand on a pinhead?
就是研究有多少的天使可以站在一个尖针的尖上面。
Can you believe it?
你简直不可思议。
People wouldn't speak to each other, rabbis couldn't work together.
因着这个小事。拉比跟拉比不能够相处。
It generated such fire, such anger, such controversy.
彼此之间非常的愤怒，谁也不跟谁讲话。
We're no better.
但是今天呢，我们并不比他们好。
We argue about whether we should have the chairs this way, that way, the other way, and so on. Oh, it's amazing what we argue on.
今天我们有的时候就是为了椅子怎么排，是向前、向后、向左、向右，也吵了半天。
Should the sisters meet on Tuesday or should the sisters meet on Thursday?
或者姐妹会应该是礼拜二还是礼拜三，也吵半天。
Should there be a Bible study on Friday or should it be on Monday?
查经聚会应该在礼拜五还是礼拜六，也吵半天。
And then people get more and more heated, more and more angry.
然后温度越来越高，气就越来越气。
It is amazing to me.
这是何等稀奇的事。
And the simple solution is to be a living sacrifice.
神简单的一个解决方法就是做活祭。
For a living sacrifice, it doesn't matter whether it's Monday or Thursday.
对一个过活祭生活的来讲，到底礼拜几是无所谓的。
You have no rights.
因为你根本没有权利谈话。
You've lost your rights.
因为你已经把你的
权利放弃。There's nothing to fight for.
没有一个没有权利的人，没有什么好争的。
You're a living sacrifice.
因为你是一个活祭。
I know some people who come in a meeting door and look to see where someone else is sitting, and if they see them over here, they sit over there.
有的人一进聚会厅，他就要注意看某某人坐在哪里。如果某某人坐在东边，他就坐在西边。
Or better still, they see them down and they go up in the.
那如果有人坐楼下，他就坐楼上。
Isn't this amazing?
讲起来很好玩。
I mean, we're going to live together for eternity.
你没想过我们要在勇士中天天在一起啊。
You may find yourself sharing a bedroom with the person you can't bear.
你可能将来在勇士里面你要跟这个人分享一个房间。
I mean, but you see what I'm trying to say.
你懂我的意思吗？
It is because we are very much alive in the wrong way.
今天我们活是活在一个错误的方法上。
We have rights.
我们强调我有权利。
No one can tread on our rights.
没有人可以占破坏我的权利。
No one can use me as a doormat.
没有人可以把我当作一个门前的这个踩脚垫。
I have rights.
因为我有权利。
I'm alive.
我是活的人。
I'm a human being.
我是一个人。
A living sacrifice.
但是如果你是活祭的
，The rights of God.
你的权利就没有了。
It's a life laid down.
这里是一个把你的生命，放下的。
Not just the old life.
不是指着你那一个老旧的生命。
This is the new life.
乃是指着你这个新的生命。
Sometimes we fight over different little interpretations.
有的时候我们为了怎么解释一个圣经节，我们也在那里吵。
You know, it's amazing to me.
这是稀奇的事。
I knew one assembly where they had an enormous row on the question of the rapture.
我知道有一个聚会，就为了背题那。有个百花齐放。
One poor soul asked the question as to whether the saints might have to go through the tribulation.
因着一个小弟兄问一个简单的问题，基督徒会不会经过大灾难
？The whole place quaked with the controversy.
因着这个问题，就让整个的聚会。
And then someone else said they believed that only those who were ready would be raptured.
那有的人相信只有预备好的人会被提。
And that was the end of it.
这整个的故事就停了。
The whole assembly split up.
整个教会分裂。
The funny thing was, the name of the assembly was Totterdown. Totterdown.It's called Totterdown Assembly.
这个聚会的名称是掉下来
了。Yeah, I can't, you can't put it. And it's not only these matters that divide, there are many other things too. In the Lord's work at present, there are those brothers who build their own empire.
也有的聚会是某些弟兄们为了建立自己的这个势力范围，那么就吵起来了。
There's fraudulent.
那么里面也有人做不诚实的事情。
Many other things.
那么很
多。Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的兄弟姊妹
，All this is solved by being a living sacrifice.
不管什么问题，神解决的方法都是一个。
How interesting it is to look at this 12th chapter of Romans.
如果我们好好把十二章来看
Be not fashioned according to this world.
不要效法这个世界
That is the ideas and concepts of this world.
乃是指着这个世界的观念，世界的潮流。
The psychology of this world.
这个世界的心理。
The whole view of life that this world gives.
这个世界给我们的那种人生观、世界观。
Be not molded by it.
不要被这个模式把你。
Be not conformed to it.
不要把自己放在这个世界的模式里面。
We are born almost with fetters on us, chains.
我们好像每一个人出生的时候就被一个铁链捆住了。
Our whole educational system,
我们的教育制度
is now geared to something other than the Word of God.
这个教育制度今天世界的潮流是跟神的启示是完全两码子事。
There's so much that we could say.
我们可以花很多时间讲这些问题。
But it says, do not be fashioned or molded by this world.
不要把自己放到这个世界的模式里头去。
We often speak of common sense.
我们常常有人说普通常识。
I don't think there is very much common sense.
但是我对这个所谓普通常识并不认为如此。
Amongst the Lord's people, I think generally common sense is unbelief.
在基督中间，每一次讲到普通常识的时候，大概都是没有信心的普通常识。
How can I put it?
我不知道用什么方法更好的表达。
Use your common sense, you're told.
你常常说用你的普通常识。
If you're a child of God,
如果你是神的儿女,
if you've been saved by the grace of God,
靠着主的恩典被得救,
if you're joined to God in the Lord Jesus,
在靠着主跟主联合,
common sense is to hear him.
唯一的普通常识乃是听见主的声音,
trust him,
相信他,
and obey him,
然后顺服他。
That is common sense.
这是基督徒的普通常识。
Very often we're told, no, 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 no. Common sense.It's the world.
但是我们今天常常讲的普通常识是世界的普通常识。
Then it says this. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
要心意更新而变化。
Transformed by the renewing of your mind.
我们的心意要更新，然后我们的魂有变化。
Everything begins in either the heart or the mind.
每一件事情都是从我们的心或者从我们的思想开始。
We can have a mindset.
我们能够有一个思想模式。
It's only when we become a living sacrifice are we released from that mindset.
你除非成为一个活祭，你没有办法能够有一个像主耶稣的思想思维模式。
And we are transformed.
神今天要把我们改变。
When you have a certain mindset,
如果你有一个老的思维模式，
you don't grow spiritually.
那你就没有办法变成属灵。
That mindset holds you.
因为你这个老的思维方式把你
挡
住了
it dwarfs you.
把你压小了
But when you are a living sacrifice,
但是如果你过一个活祭的生活
you're transformed by the renewing of your mind.
那么神就能够把你的心思更新而变化
The Lord is able to work in your mind.
这个时候神就能够在我们的心思中来更新我们。
And you can prove, thirdly, you can prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
第三个点，你就可以查验何为神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
When you are not a living sacrifice,
如果你不愿意过这个活祭的生活
then,Somehow we can be very afraid of the will of God.
那么你很自然的就害怕神的旨意。
What? Oh, we think maybe His will is that I should have to go to the other side of the earth.
你就会在那里吓自己说，哎呀，神的旨意一定是要我去世界的另外一端。
Maybe His will is that I should remain unmarried.
或者叫我这辈子不必结婚了。
Or for some other people, maybe his will is that I should be married.
对有一些人来说，可能就是叫我结婚。
Well, they say, oh dear.
那想起来就
害怕。Terrible.
这是何等可怕的旨意。
Because we have a self-centeredness.
你这个害怕是从你一个以己为中心的思维模式出来的。
As long as the will of God complies with our mindset,
只要神的旨意符合你那个老旧的思维
We will do it.
那你就答应神
But we are afraid.
可是我们害怕。
That if once we surrendered everything,
当我们向主降服了一切
he would expect of us much more.
那他就会对我有更多的要求了。
Now do you begin to understand what I mean when I say this is a simple solution, a divine and simple solution to be a living sacrifice.
当我们有这么多的征战的时候，你会发现神的方法其实就是一个简单的方法。
You can prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
你能够查验何为神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Or further on,
再进一步说
，We are members of Christ.
我们是这一个基督身体的一个肢体。
Many members.
许多的肢体。
One body.
却一个身体。
Only one Jesus, one Lord, one Christ.
我们只有一位主。因为基督
many members,
许多的肢体
I'm in Christ,
我在基督里
He's in Christ,
他也在基督里
What has happened to us?
那么我们发生什么事呢
He doesn't have a Jonathan Christ and I a Lance Christ.
他不会有一个约拿单的基督，我也不会有一个 Lance 的基督。
It's just one Christ.
因为只有一个基督。
Now what has happened to us?
那我们就发生什么事呢
？In one Christ，
我们在基督里就是合一。
Somehow we are related，
我们有关系。
Now you，
那你呢
？You are in Christ，
你也在基督里啊。
All of you，
所有的人都
在基督。You're born of God，
只要你是重生的
，You're in the same Christ，
你在同样一位基督。
Now we are related，
那我们彼此有关系。
It is an amazing thing，
这是一个奇妙的事。
One Christ，
一个基督。
Many members。
却有许多的肢体。
Isn't this amazing?
这是何等奇妙。
And we are told here that we have to serve one another.
然后我们彼此服侍。
Because he begins, he says, don't think more highly of yourself than you ought to think. Well, you won't if you're a living sacrifice.
不要把自己看得过高过低。除非你过一个活祭的生活。
You don't say, I'm a living sacrifice, I am a better living sacrifice than you.
你不能说我是一个活祭，但是我这个活祭比你这个活祭高明多了。
I mean, you're a living sacrifice. You don't think more highly of yourself than you, but you don't think more poorly of yourself than you ought to think. If God has given him a gift,of speaking the word of God, that is his gift. It is not pride to say God has given me this gift.
如果主给这一个人有一份话语的恩赐，这是神给他的恩赐，他并不需要为这个恩赐感到骄傲。
Especially when the brothers and sisters recognize it.
那么如果弟兄姊妹能够看得出神的的确确有这一个一份给他。
Yes, they say. We confirm you have this gift.
其他的肢体要来确认我们的弟兄或者姊妹有这一份。
We have met the Lord in what you have said.
因为你的交通，我们弟兄姊妹因着这个交通遇见主。
But we are meant to because we are members one of another.We are meant to care for one another.
我们互相联络做肢体。
We have gifts differing.
我们的恩赐彼此不一样。
And then it goes on. Read the whole passage. It's amazing.
你如果把这一段圣经好好的读，你会发现何等的奇妙。
Serving one another.
我们不同的恩赐互相服侍。
Well, our time has really gone.
我们的时间也快差不多了。
But you know, it is amazing because this question is very, very simple.
这个整个的问题是很简单的。
You present your body，
乃是把你的身体献上。
Not something just invisible. You present yourself.
你不是献一个抽象的东西，你乃是
your whole being，
你整个的人
as a living sacrifice，
是一个活祭。
The Lord Jesus said, "If any man come after me, Let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me.
主耶稣对他的门徒说，若有人要跟从我，要舍己背起自己的十字架来跟从我。
Actually, in the old days, crucifixion was often on a stake.
在古时候，这个钉十字架这件事情是钉在一个柱子上。
The person being crucified,
这个被钉十字架的人
had to carry the crossbeam.
那么这个要被钉的人，他要先把这一个横的这个棍子背在身上。
The stake was either a tree trunk or an actual stake in the ground.
这个垂直的这一个柱子，要么就是一个树的树桩，要么就是一个棍子。
So when the Lord said this, he was saying, here's the first thing.
主在这里说第一件事。
If you would come after me,
若有人跟从我。
If you would follow me,
你要跟从我的话。
The first thing, deny yourself.
第一件事情，舍己。
Give up all rights to yourself.
把你自己所有的权利放弃。
Accept the death sentence.
接受死的宣判。
It's not yet taken place, but accept it.
虽然还没你在你身上还没有发生，但是你先要接受死的宣判。
Take up the crossbeam.
然后把这一个十字架的这一根棍子背在你身上。
Commit yourself.
把你自己交出来。
And God will take care of the crucifixion.
神自己会来负责把你钉上去。
When one you cannot crucify yourself,
因为没有一个人可以把自己钉十字架。
Try,
试试看。
It's impossible.
这是做不到的。
You cannot do it.
你自己不能钉自己十字架。
You know, every time you think you've crucified yourself, you'll find yourself very much alive.
因为每一个人，当你想要钉自己十字架的时候，你是活得好得很。
And then people say, I must reckon myself dead. I must reckon myself dead. I must reckon myself dead. Like a kind of self.
Hypnosis.
Yes. Self-hypnosis.
如果一个人一直对自己讲，我钉十字架，我钉十字架，反反复复讲，你好像自己自我这个。
If you say, I'm dead, I'm dead, I'm dead, I'm dead, maybe you will be dead.
你可能真的死掉了。
No, beloved brother and sister.
这不是圣经所说的。
You have to see that when Jesus died 2,000 years ago, you died with him.
你必须看见，2000年前，我们的主耶稣钉死在十字架上，那一天你与他同。
It is a historic fact.
这件事情是
Did Jesus die?
耶稣死了没有？
Did he die for your sin?
他为你的罪死了没有？
Yes.
是死了。
Did he die as you?
他替你而死。
Yes.
是的。
It was the same thing. Two things happened at once.
两件事情同时发生。
He died for you.
他为你而死。
In your place.
替你而死。
And he died as you.
然后代表你而死。
Only the Holy Spirit can reveal that.
这个真理只有圣灵可以启示你。
When the Holy Spirit reveals it,
当圣灵把这个真理启示给你，
you can reckon yourself dead.
那你就可以算你自己是死的。
Why? Because Jesus died.
因为耶稣死了。
Because he died.
因着他的死。
I know I'm dead.
我也与他一起死了。
But you say, just wait, just wait.
等等。
I don't feel dead.
我没有感觉我死啊。
I feel many bad feelings.
我有一些不好的感觉。
I'm angry. I feel I've got rights.
我有权利。
Okay.
好啊。
Deny yourself.
否定你的权利。
Just simply say, Lord, I'm a living sacrifice.
对主说，我是一个活祭。
Then commit yourself.
然后把你自己委身进去。
Lord.You will do the rest.
主啊，你来负责做下面的事情。
You bear the cross.
你背着十字架。
The soldiers will crucify you.
那个兵丁会把你钉死。
Oh, you say, but no. I tell you who will crucify you.
那谁会把你钉死呢
？Your husband.
你的丈夫。
Your wife.
你的妻子。
Your children.
你的孩子。
Your parents.
你的父母。
The elders of the church.
教会的长老。
The workers.
或者他的工人。
Me.
或者我。
Someone else.
有一个人。
We will crucify. Don't worry.
旁边的人会把你钉死的。
Leave it to the church. If nobody else crucifies you, the church will.
如果没有任何人把你钉死，教会一定把你钉死。
The people always say, "Oh, if I could only be crucified." You don't have to bother your head. Once you see that when Jesus died, you died, then your part is to follow the Lord. Give up right to yourself.Commit yourself by taking the cross beam and go up, and you will come to the place of execution. Others will crucify you.
所以我们的责任乃是背起自己的十字架来过一个活祭的生活。谁钉你的十字架，你不用担心，总有一个人。
The Lord Jesus, in another place in Mark 10, spoke of, you know, the Gentiles. They love to lord it over you.
马可福音第十章主耶稣说在这个世界有君王管辖你们
He said you should not be so
但是你们中间不是这样
Then he used two words
然后主就用两个字
A servant and a bondslave
仆人与奴仆
Whoever would be great among you let him be a servant
在你们中间要为大就做仆人
But whoever would be first
但是谁要做首
？Greatest，
做最大的。
He should be a bondslave。
那你就要做奴仆。
There was a great difference between a servant and a bondslave. A servant was hired。
仆人是雇来的。
Had hours。
他有一段时间服侍的。
Had rights。
而且有权利的。
Oh, there is so much Christian service.That has hours, that has rights, that has certain terms.
今天在基督教的世界里面，有许多神的仆人，他们是在某一个时间里面来服侍，他们有服侍的条件，他们有自己的基本权利。
A bond slave has no rights.
但是如果你是一个奴仆的话呢，你就谈不上有任何权利。
He has none of his own time.
他自己是没有自己的时间。
He belongs to the master.
他整个的一生都是属于主人。
He is at the beck and call of the master.
他完全靠主人生活。
There's a great difference.
这两者天差地远。
Well, dear friends, I think that's enough.
我想今天晚上我讲够了。
Service.
侍奉。
Paul said.Brothers, I beseech you, I appeal to you.
弟兄们，我以神的慈悲求你们。
By the mercies of God,
神的慈悲
that you become a living sacrifice.
你成为一个活祭
holy, acceptable to God.
是圣洁的，是神所悦纳的。
Which is your spiritually intelligent service.
这是一个属灵的、聪明的服侍。
A thousand problems would be settled this evening here in this hall if we were to become living sacrifices.
在教会里可能有上千的问题，可是，在今天晚上，在这一个大的房子里，我们就可以把所有的问题很直截了当的解决。
Some might go to someone that they have not spoken to for years.
可能你需要去找你有多年不跟他交通的那一个人。
And say sorry.
对他说对不起。
Humble themselves.
放下你自己。
It could be all kinds of things that would be solved by this one simple solution that God has. to be a living sacrifice.
所有的问题都可以简单化到这一个神的唯一方法，叫我们成为活祭的生活。
May God help us.
愿神帮助我们。
Shall we pray?
让我们一起祷告。
Beloved Lord,
亲爱的主啊。
We sometimes think that to be a living sacrifice is only for a special people.
我们常常想这个活祭的生活是为某一些特殊人物。
But it is to everyone, say to the gospel.
但是今天你告诉我们是为着每一个靠着福音恩典得救的人。
Everyone who is amongst the elect.
因为我们都是蒙拣选的人。
Oh, beloved Lord, speak to our hearts.
今天晚上对我们每个人的心说话。
Your word says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God.
你的话告诉我们，在你面前把我们谦卑下来。
Help us, Lord.
主啊，帮助我们。
Help us to deny ourselves.
帮助我们能够舍己。
To take up our cross.
背起自己的十字架。
And to follow.
跟随你。
We ask it in your name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
阿门。
阿门。